Okay, folks, let's hear it for Williamstown Theater Festival's artistic director, Jenny Gersten. Ms. Gersten has brought to the festival's summer lineup a pre-Broadway production that is a sure winner. It's a musical adaptation of Robert James Waller's popular novel, The Bridges of Madison County, and possibly the more popular motion picture that starred Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood. But make no mistake, this production has its own merit and brings a new dimension to the story. And what a romantic story it is. The setting is a farming community in Iowa in 1965. 18 years earlier, Francesca, a beautiful Italian woman, married an American GI to escape the wartime ravages of her native country. In a life which she now accepts, she lives on an Iowa farm. She has a husband, two teenage children, pleasant neighbors, chickens, and cows. What she doesn't have is life outside the farm and anyone with whom she can speak of Napoli and the dream she had of living in a flat in Siena. During a week while her husband and children are attending the state fair, a National Geographic photographer, Robert, knocks on her door to ask directions to an historic bridge. He is invited and stays for dinner. They speak of their disparate lives, which have taken unexpected turns. Their conversation drifts into his reminiscing about his travels to her native Italy. They are drawn together, and the following evening, the inevitable occurs. Robert notes, quote, "You and I are just 1 second bound together," unquote. That moment may not change their lives, but it's in their hearts forever, and the show moves on for another decade or two. What makes this Williamstown production so compelling is that every element of a successful musical is accomplished by highly talented people. The music and lyrics were written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, who in an interview stated, quote, "Robert Waller's original novel uses a very expansive and poetic vocabulary to keep giving life to his characters, and music can do that in a single note," unquote. And that observation is immediately in evidence. Elena Shadow, in the role of Francesca, has the opening solo, reflecting the simplicity and the purity of life in Iowa. She is accompanied by a single cello. Stephen Pascal, as Robert, displays a powerful voice that is also flexible, sensitive, and seemingly effortless. Kudos apply to every member of this wonderful cast. Great voices, well-defined characters, and skilled delivery. The show is directed by Bartlett Sher, Tony Award winner of the 2008 Broadway production of South Pacific, and equally known as the director of opera at New York's Met and other prestigious stages. There is a glow about this production of The Bridges of Madison County. As the lights dim for the final curtain, we wish them well, as characters in a musical and in their personal theater ambitions. Next February, you'll have to stand in line in New York to get a ticket. It's better to catch it here. The Bridges of Madison County plays now through August 18th at Williamstown Theater Festival. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.